Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is November the 26th and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Corinthians chapters 4 to 6. Be engaged in the ministry of reconciliation. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 16 to 19 like this. The words of Apostle Paul, "Therefore from now on we regard no one according to the flesh. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation." The opening pages of the Bible give a record of God's unfiltered fellowship and intimacy with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Shortly after this fellowship was dented, when our foreparents disobeyed the only commandment of God that is recorded in Genesis chapter 2 verses 16 and 17. "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die." In the Garden of Eden, a barrier was built through sin, resulting from disobedience of Adam and Eve. And this was God's perspective in this matter that we read in Isaiah chapter 59, verse number 2. "But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear." However, in due time, God appropriated his remedy by sending his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into this world. And his death and resurrection made reconciliation with God possible. When we accept the sacrifice that Jesus has made on our behalf, the barrier of sin between us and God is torn down and we are reconciled back with God. Sadly, the first century church was riddled with different factions based on race, language, and culture. There have been other barriers created in this world that have been demolished as well through Jesus Christ, which was pointed out by Apostle Paul with his words recorded in Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. "There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus." In today's scriptural passage, Apostle Paul has argued that since Christ has died for the entire human race, we should regard no one by their fleshly attributes like race, language, and cultural heritage. Instead, we need to look into the heart of a person, as everyone has been created in God's image, and in Christ, everyone can become a brand new creation and a child of God. Through this, a person becomes part of God's family and God's ambassador in the world. The mandate of responsibility that God has now given us is to implore people on behalf of Christ to be reconciled back to God. This precise statement of the scriptural doctrine of reconciliation is found in a new and concise Bible dictionary that spells out like this. By the death of the Lord Jesus on the cross, God annulled in grace the distance which sin had brought in between himself and man, in order that all things might, through Christ, be presented agreeably to himself. Believers are already reconciled through Christ's death, to be presented holy, unblameable, and unreprovable. That is a new creation. God was in Christ when Christ was on earth, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing unto their trespasses. But now that the love of God has been fully revealed in the cross, the testimony has gone out worldwide, beseeching men to be reconciled to God. The end is that God may have his pleasure in man. Thus God has given us the ministry of reconciliation, and he has called us to tell people that they can be reconciled to God through the name of Jesus Christ alone. That we read in Acts chapter 4 verse 12, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we may be saved." God is looking for us to have hearts that are willing to serve him faithfully. Let us be engaged in the ministry of reconciliation today and every day of our lives. For we read in Romans chapter 5, verses 10 and 11 like this. "For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation.